Welcome to episode 99. I'm Luke, and this is the Luke Winstall Show. Today's guest is a top 125 prospect in the football class of 2022. He's from Missouri, recently committed to Notre Dame, and has been touted as someone who could potentially be the next great Notre Dame defensive lineman. Tyson Ford.
Thank you for joining me on the show. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you. Glad to have you on. So we'll begin. I'd love to know, what's your story? How'd you get to where you are now, committed to Notre Dame?
It all started second grade when I started playing football. And I think that's kind of where the love started there. You know, just falling in love with the grind, just the intensity of the game. It's something in the sport that you just can't get anywhere else. Not from basketball, not from soccer, not from hockey, not from golf, not from anything. It's just the intensity and just the way you feel in front of a crowd. And, you know, especially when you have the ball in your hand and everyone's screaming your name, it's different from every sport. And so just all the way up into there and then to my high school career, when I started playing, I actually wasn't planning on playing football in my high school career. You know, I was planning on just focusing on basketball, but then I kind of had realized that football, you know, was what I loved, and so I was going to stick to it and play basketball. And then my sophomore year was when I really started coming into my own and just started getting more coordinated with my body and just started understanding myself and, like, how I move. And so it just made things 100 times easier as I got older playing football. And then my sophomore year in December, I received my first D1 offer from the Iowa State University. And I think that's when I decided that I was going to start taking football as seriously as I could.
Definitely. Well, what are some challenges that you faced overall in your football career getting to where you are now?
I just think there's challenges. Everywhere you look, there's a challenge. You know, whether it's coming in your freshman year and the seniors are challenging you because you're bigger than them, you know, especially in my case. That's where the challenge was for me, just getting challenged by seniors every single day, challenged by coaches every single day. They were pushing me because they saw what I didn't see, really, my potential in myself. I mean, they saw that, and I didn't see it from an early age, and I didn't really understand why I was getting pushed harder than other people were. And I think that's when the challenge started, and I kind of have to live up to the challenge, really. You just have to accept it for what it is and then just work through it.
Reflecting back, was there ever a moment where a guy, a coach, player, pulled you aside and kind of told you what they saw in you and why they were pushing you so hard?
There definitely was a coach by the name of Coach Miller and Coach Frazier. Coach Frazier is my head basketball coach. Coach Miller is one of the football coaches. And Coach Miller, he had told me, you know, I'm the biggest guy out there. He said, I have the potential to play D1, but I need to take it as serious as I can. And so I told him, I was like, you know, this is what I want to do. So, you know, I'm willing to do whatever I can. And I started training with him and just started taking everything 10 times more serious than I was. And then Coach Frazier, my head basketball coach, he kind of pushed me even when I was younger, because I've known him since fifth grade. And he always told me, you know, I'm going to be a great player, but not if I don't want to put the work in. And so just starting from there, I just started working, whether it was basketball, football, school, I just put 100% of my effort into it.
For sure. Well, with your high school, it's produced a lot of talent out of Missouri. You've had, even in the class of 2013 alone, Zeke Elliott, Foye Oluokun come through. Talk about the tradition. Were those guys ever around for you as well to help out? Did they ever stop by?
I have talked to Zeke Elliott a few times. But not really. I'm sorry. Can you see me? Okay. I have talked to him a few times, and you know, they just say everything that all the other guys say. You know, they just say, if you are 100% committed to this and you put 100% of your effort into it, then nothing will be able to stop you. You know, the sky's the limit, especially with my size and just the intensity that I come in at the game. You know, it's just the sky's the limit for whatever potential I have. So I just got to be able to put the work in, and then I'll just go from there.
Definitely. Well, you're decked out in the gear, Notre Dame hat, hoodie, everything, repping it. What was the moment that you knew that Notre Dame was going to be the place for you to continue your career?
Well, I got the Notre Dame offer in April of 2020. And I think from there, something new, like whether it was me and my family, we both knew that Notre Dame was a perfect fit for me. And so I started talking to the coaches and talking to the coaches, Coach Elston. At the time, Coach Clark Lee, when he was there, you know, I just kind of felt that they had my best interest in heart and they were what was going to push me to the next level. And then when Coach Freeman got the new defensive coordinator from Cincinnati, when he got there about 2 weeks ago, you know, he gave me a call and he just told me, you know, he just wanted to reach out to me and just let me know how important a degree from Notre Dame would be. And so academically and athletically, Notre Dame is just a school that you just can't turn down. It's an opportunity of a lifetime.
For sure. Well, you say April 2020 is when you got the offer. That's right at the beginning of the pandemic. So how did all of that go down with the entire world shifting?
You know, it was hard because I just visited Iowa State and the University of Indiana, and I was planning on visiting Kansas and Kansas State. And so I planned on visiting Notre Dame as well. But, you know, with the dead period going on, I couldn't visit any schools. And so it kind of shifted my whole recruiting process. I had to kind of do my own research and not kind of wait until I got up there. I had to do virtual tours. I had to look up things about the schools of my own, look up the graduation rate, look up, you know, the past players that have come out there, players have gone to the league, people have been successful coming out of those schools. I had to do that all on my own. And so I think that's kind of what made it the hardest. But just looking at Notre Dame, everything I looked up, everything I researched, it showed me that Notre Dame was the place for me to be.
Well, you mentioned some of the factors in deciding on Notre Dame, one of them being, of course, the talent that's been produced at the school. How heavily did that weigh in comparison to the other things you're looking at?
It weighed pretty heavily, you know, because my dream has always been to be an NFL player. And so just knowing Notre Dame has the most draft picks of college history, you know, they put the most people in the league, and then they put a lot of people in the league from St. Louis. It was great knowing that someone coming from where I am can possibly get to that next level. And it made me believe that I could get to that next level, you know, following in their footsteps, and that they develop just the best of the best and make them be able to reach the potential that they have.
For sure. Well, we're talking about the pros. Is there a pro or college player that you think your game compares to?
I think Myles Garrett is most comparable to me. You know, I just think, you know, with his build, you know, his size, he seems much bigger than everybody out there, even bigger than the 300-pound lineman he's going against. But he's really strong. He's super athletic. You know, he can play outside linebacker or he can play DN. He's aggressive. His intensity is just unmatched throughout the field. You can notice it just watching. Even if you didn't know who his name was, you just noticed him standing out. And I think that's just kind of who I compare to.
Definitely. Well, when you look at your game and your skill set that you have, it's obviously gotten you very far, high rankings, a lot of offers. What do you think about your game has made you special and made you stand out from all the others at your position among the thousands across the country?
I just think it's the way I approach the game. Really, I think coaches really notice the little things when it comes to a recruit. You know, a lot of people, a lot of recruits out here, a lot of players that play high school football are great. You know, they're the fastest on the field. They have the best hands. No one can stop them. But it's really the intangibles that makes you a college athlete, I believe. You know, the little things from how you approach yourself coming off the ball in line. You know, how aggressive are you at your position? You know, your body language. They look a lot of that. And so I just think just the way I approach the game is different from the way other players approach the game.
Well, you mentioned Notre Dame getting a new defensive coordinator coming in from Cincinnati. You talked about your conversation with him. Does that shift your expectations for anything at Notre Dame, or what are your thoughts now?
Really, I just think Coach Freeman is going to put them over that playoff hump they've been trying to get over. You know, I talked to him, and I just think the way he coaches and how aggressive he is and how charismatic he is with his players, I just think he can push them and make them want to fight for him and him for us, and so just make us play even harder than what we were.
Well, now I'm curious about your life as a top recruit. What do you think has been the coolest part of being a 4-star guy, top 65 in the country?
I just think the coolest part is being able to communicate with those top-level coaches. You know, coaches like Nick Saban, coaches like Jim Harbaugh, coaches like Brian Kelly. You know, just being able to have those connections. I think hearing what those coaches have to say, especially when they have advice to give you, as how you approach the game, things you should do to work on your body, you know, things you do to change your diet. I just think all that helps. And it's just really the little things that I really look at that just makes me feel just happy about being able to talk to those level of coaches.
For sure. Now, what do you think is something that overall fans may not know about you, but you think we should?
They may be able to see from my film, but if they don't know, you know, I'm a hard worker, and I'm going to Notre Dame to put in work, and that's all I'm coming to do. I'm going to give the fans and my team 100% of my effort, and I'm not going to back down from any challenge.
Definitely. I was going to say, there's a article. I want to quote the headline for you. Mm-hmm. Blue and Gold TV said, "Is Tyson Ford the next great Notre Dame defensive end?" And, you know, talking about these expectations, they're high for you. So your thoughts coming in on what you plan to do at Notre Dame? What are your goals?
I think the ultimate goal is to go and win a national championship, definitely. But really, I just want to make Notre Dame the best they can be while I'm there and just become the best player and the best man that I can be while I'm there. I think that's just the most important thing for me, is just player development and just character development.
Definitely. Well, when you hear headlines like that, people have been talking about you a lot, especially since your commitment lately. What goes through your mind?
Really, I just try not to pay attention to all of it. I just try to look at the final goal, which is just going to college and being prepared to go to work. Really, I'm just trying to get my body ready and just get my mentality ready to be able to play the next level. So I don't really pay attention to a lot of things the fans say. You know, it's nice to hear the nice things, and but, you know, it's all good, but I don't really pay attention to any of it. It doesn't affect me.
For sure. Well, one of the big moments for you was when you committed, you had that live streamed. So when you sit down at the table, you're getting ready to make your announcement, a lot of people are watching it. What's going through your head? What kind of emotions are you experiencing?
I know I was a little nervous, just a little bit. You know, it was a big life-changing decision, and of course you think about how people might react to that decision. But I just think ultimately I was just excited to just finally get the recruiting process over with and be able to focus on just what I wanted, really, which was to get past the recruiting process and just to get focused on getting to the next level, just preparing my body and my mentality for the next level. And that's what I was most excited for.
Definitely. Well, what are some hobbies that you have, things you do outside of football?
I love playing basketball. I go up on the weekends, play basketball all the time. Weightlifting is a thing I really enjoy. And a lot, I know it sounds a little crazy sometimes, but I enjoy weightlifting a little bit. And then I also enjoy just playing on the game with my friends, you know, just talking to people, just socializing. That's just some of my hobbies.
Well, since you like lifting, what's your favorite routine or what do you love to do when you get in the gym?
I always start off with a run. It'd probably be like a 35 minute run. And then I always do an ab workout first. And then I usually do arms, and I try to do legs too. I try to get everything kind of in at one time, but not too much in one time, you know, just kind of spread it out between the week.
Well, how do you think your friends and people around you would describe your personality and who you are off the field?
I think that they probably say I'm an outgoing guy. You know, I'm extremely nice, extremely outgoing, and I love to compete. They know that about me. You know, I'm a competitive person. And right, that's really it.
Definitely. And my final question for you, what are you looking forward to most about being a college football player, playing at Notre Dame? Mm-hmm. What's the biggest thing that you're looking forward to?
Just the networking process of it, just being able to meet a whole bunch of new people, people outside of what I'm used to here in St. Louis, and just people from all types of walks of life. I think I'm just ready to meet new people, ready to connect with those sorts of people, and then just ready to know what the college football process is like. You know, just seeing it on TV, you only see the games and the outcome of things. You don't really see what hard work is put into the outcome of things. So that's what I'm really ready to speak.
Well, and a follow-up to that, is there a team or a player or anybody that you're looking forward to most about going up against once you get to college?
No, not really. I haven't really thought about that, but I was excited to see Kyren Williams, the running back in Notre Dame. you know, because he's from here. He went to Viani High School, and so I haven't seen him in a few years, and so I was pretty excited to go up there and see him.
Awesome. Well, Tyson, thank you for joining me on the show. It's great to have you.
All right, thank you. I appreciate you.